You're listening to SBS News.
At least 279,000 deaths in India and more than 25 million coronavirus infections. New infections have fallen below 300,000 for the first time in weeks, and the number of active cases decreased by more than 165,000. But the deaths keep rising, with more than 4,300 in the past 24 hours. And these official statistics are considered to vastly underestimate the actual number of cases and deaths due to underreporting. This week's powerful cyclone has just added to the misery, with 200,000 people evacuated from coastal districts of Gujarat before the cyclone struck, having COVID-19 tests, and efforts being made to try to limit any spread of infections. India opened up vaccinations to all adults this month, but the pace of administering vaccines has dropped, and many states say they don't have enough vaccine supplies. In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the country is getting its largest weekly shipment of vaccines to date, as the country records 25,000 deaths. Canada is receiving 4.5 million vaccine doses this week. Canada's death toll is far lower than the United States, but the country's vaccine rollout has been considerably slower. The United States is continuing to push its citizens to get vaccinated, including the young. The White House senior advisor for COVID-19 response is Andy Slavitt.
My message to young people, of course, is simple. Get vaccinated. Whether you're a graduate, still in high school, in college, just out, or more than a little bit out, it's the most important thing you can do right now.
Mr. Slavitt revealed the personal toll the virus has taken on his own family.
One of my sons contracted COVID-19. Unfortunately, he is one of the many Americans battling long-term symptoms. He's young and fit and in the prime of his life. But 6 months later, he still suffers from tachycardia, shortness of breath, and ongoing and frequent flu-like symptoms. Many young people are in this situation, and many, many have it worse. I know it's easy when you're young to imagine that these things don't affect you. A vaccine may feel unnecessary. You feel healthy. You know people who've had COVID and they're doing all right. But we are still learning about the long-term effects of COVID.
In the UK, one of the two intensive care nurses praised by Prime Minister Boris Johnson for the care they provided when he was ill with coronavirus last year has decided to resign from the National Health Service. Jenny McGee, who's from New Zealand, says nurses are not getting the respect and pay they deserve. The UK government has recommended a 1% pay rise for NHS staff this year. She says she's resigned because she's sick of it and plans to work in the Caribbean and then take a holiday back in New Zealand. Ms. McGee made the comments in a documentary that will screen on Britain's Channel 4 later this month. Cruise ships are back in the Mediterranean Sea after a disastrous year for the industry. The Greek island of Corfu welcoming its first cruise ship for the European summer. Tourists from countries including Italy, France and Germany set sail on the vessel, which is operated by Italy's Costa Cruises. Passenger Robert Marin from Lyon in France says it's great to be able to travel again.
It's freedom, enjoying life. You really feel much better. You're not in prison anymore. You're free. And that really does you good.
The British cruise line P&O, which is owned by Carnival, is planning to use two of its ships to sail around the UK to avoid international restrictions and closed borders. Passengers will have to be fully vaccinated and will undergo pre-departure checks. President of P&O Cruises, Paul Ludlow, says passengers will have to prove that their second dose has been administered at least 7 days before the sailing.
When our guests come on board with us, we will ask them to provide evidence of their two doses of their vaccine. And we're in conversation with the government, and we have some time ahead of our first sailing at the end of June for the systems to be put into place for guests to be easily able to demonstrate their vaccination status.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.